Here we go. Yud Gimel Nissen, Thursday the 18th of April, Rabbi Eitan Jacob, a Shomer's responsibility for Chometz.
Speak up. So, I'm going to approach the Indian of Pesach from a different angle, from a Baba Kama angle, from Nizokin, from a responsibility of a Shema, his financial responsibility for Chometz, which was left by him over Pesach. And we'll start from the Halacha in Tof Mem Gimel, Narachayim, Sif Beis. So, the Shulchan Aruch says like this, Yisrael Shei B'yodeh Chometz Yisrael Yisrael, someone else's chametz. So let's say you came to Reuben, came to Shimon, and he said to him, here's a $500 bottle of whiskey, and please keep this for me. And this, he gives it to him way before Pesach, let's say. And he's not thinking at that point about Pesach at all. He takes the bottle, puts it away in the top closet, and forgets about it. Now, comes Pesach, and he either remembers at this point, and he says, what am I going to do with this? He tries to get in contact with Reuben. Remember, in those days, you can't call, so would have to, nowadays you'd have to say he's someone vacation, you can't reach him. What? It won't make so much of a difference if he has a chayes. As far as his chiyuv on Bali or Bali Motze, you would make enough gemina, right?
Yeah.
We know that when it comes to a person's chiyuv on Bali or Bali Motze, that means is he allowed to have chometz in his possession over Pesach? That would depend on whether he has a chayes on that chometz. But as far as this din, he's still im loy bal balav yim karenu lagoy. Right before the fifth hour, he's got to go and sell it. He holds on to it until the fifth hour. If he hasn't come by then, he sells it to a goy. And he's allowed to do that because it's a complete zechus for the bayan, because otherwise, by shor shishis, it's going to become also ba'anon. And then it will be completely valueless. So he's allowed to sell it for the bayan. Now, what happens if he didn't sell it? The reason, why do you have to sell it? Because even if he's not going to be over, says after, what about the bailiff? The owner, he will definitely be oivan bali or bali motze, and therefore to save him from a vadai issa, to save him from an issa, he has to sell it for him. And if he didn't sell it, what happens? He comes on Pesach, chayv levara bizmani suri, then he's going to have to burn it on Pesach. Or during this zmani issa, he's going to have to burn it. And Zot Shulchan Aruch, Afilum Eina Chayv B'Chayusay. And this is your point. Even if he's not Chayv B'Chayus, he still has to do this process for the Bailim. Now, this is true, even though it's possible that the Bailim sold it themselves, and therefore there would be no Issa, but he doesn't know. So, in something, makes him Devada. If he sells it or burns it, he wouldn't have this issue. So therefore, he's going to have to sell it. Now, it's not mavur in the Shulchan Aruch, what would be the din if he doesn't sell it, and it either becomes Asa Bahana, and he has the chametz afterwards, and the owners come back after Pesach, and they ask him for his bottle back, and he says, I'm sorry, right, it's Asa Bahana. Or, if he actually ended up burning it. Either way, when the Bailim come back, is he going to have to pay the Bailim? The Bailim say, what did you do? Why didn't you sell it? I forgot. Does he have to pay for this or not? So, l'chura, every time we have, what is Issa Hanah? Right? What is the din of Isra Nar when Chametz becomes Asubah Nar? So this is really a Hezek She'ein and Nikah. It's something which is not discernible. And we paskin Hezek She'ein and Nikah, Lo Shmei Hezek. So for example, other cases of Hezek She'ein and Nikah, the common cases is someone who takes somebody else's Truma and is Matameit. He makes it Tomei. You can't see anything in the Truma itself of what he did. However, the Halacha is that this is now, you're going to have to burn it. So therefore, he'd lost all value in the Truma. Does he have to pay? Hezek She'ein and Nikah and Lo Shmei Hezek. Mimela, what would be the din here by the Shomer? Is he Peshea? And if he's, by not selling it, if he's Peshea but not selling it, what happened? A Hezek She'ein and Nikah, is he going to be responsible for Hezek She'ein and Nikah? A regular Mazik, someone who does this, we wouldn't have a case by Pesach of doing such, of being able to do such a Hezek, but a comparable case of Hezek She'ein and Nikah, it would mean that you wouldn't be Chayiv. So is the Shema just because he's Peshea and he let this happen and he had a responsibility to guard the item and not let anything to happen to it? Would he be chayv even on something which is Hezek She'ein and Nikah or not? There's a second point which we'll discuss later maybe of that the whole way he had to save it here was in a proactive way. He had to go out and sell it. That means there's something which is happening either way. And he can't stop it from happening. This or no, he can't stop from happening. What he can do, however, is go and sell it and save the Baalim the money. And that's the second point. But let's discuss the first point at the moment. What about this Hezek She'ein and Nikah? Is he going to be chayv on the Hezek She'ein and Nikah? Okay, so the Magen Avraham brings a raya from the Gemara in Bava Kamma. It comes in Bava Kamma Memhei and in Tzadi Ches, Obeis. And the Magen Avraham brings this Gemara. The Gemara brings the Machlokes Chachamim and Rabbi Yaakov by Asher HaNiskal. Asher HaNiskal, the din is that someone, Asher who kills a person, Beis Din take this Asher, they make a regular din Torah for the Asher, and they paskin the Asher is Chayav Misa. At that moment, the Asher becomes Asa Bahana, and then afterwards the Beis Din go and kill the Asher. Once the Beis Din paskin a din Misa, it's Asa Bahana. Even if the Baalim managed to get it back, it's the same as the same din as Chametz Shavu Levav Pesach. And the Gemara says, if a Shoima has a Asher, which became a Asher Niskal by him. Now a Shoima, when he's looking after an object, he has to give it back to the owner. So it became a Asher Niskal by him. It went and killed someone. Now he's not responsible for what happened. It didn't happen through his negligence, his pshia. It didn't happen because of that, that it became a Asher Niskal. However, at this point, he has an ox by him, which Beis Din are after. It's a wanted Asher. The Beis Din want it, and they want to go and paskin din misa, paskin din misa, and isra on the Asher. And the Shoima has his responsibility to return the object to the owner. Now, if Beis Din take this away from him and they make it Asa Ba'anah, does he have a responsibility to somehow avoid Beis Din, give it back to the Shoima, give it back to the owner? If he gets it back to the owner, then the owner would be able to shecht it before the Beis Din come. If he shechts it before the Beis Din comes, then he's managed to save the value of his ox. He'll make a quick sale on the meat, and that's it. However, once Beis Din get hold of it, and the paskin is also about, no, it's over. So what's the din of the Shema? We see a machlokes with Yaakov Chachamim, if even after the Beis Din took the Shor, and they made it also about, no, the Shema managed to get his hands on it. He went back to the round, to the back of Beis Din, pulled out the Shor quickly from the pen there, gave it back to the owner, and the owner says, what's this? This is your Shor. Didn't Beis Din make it also about, no? Yeah, but here it is. I'm giving it back to you. I'm done. So Chachamim say it doesn't count, and Rabbi Yaakov says, Echzira Muksa, it's returned. Now the Gemara compares this to a case of Gozal Chometz for Aval Ava Pesach. The someone who steals Chometz, and Pesach goes by, he has a responsibility to give back the Chometz. Can he go and give back the Chometz? So the Gemara wants to say, it should have the same din. Whatever we say by Shor, we'll have the same din by Chometz. And if you can give it back in the case of Shor, you'll be able to give it back in the case of Chametz, and otherwise not. Zok the Gemara that no, everyone agrees, Gozal Chametz for Avodah Pesach, since it's Hezek She'ein and Nikah, even though you're giving back an item which is completely valueless at this point, it's asa ba'ana, it's still considered the same item. We don't see a change in the chayfetz. There's no change here. It's still the same chametz. We cannot discern the same way hezek shein nika lo shmei hezek. So we don't see any damage to the item. If we don't see damage to the item, it's also considered that you're returning the item, even though you're not returning any value. Since you're returning the chametz in its same form, the object still has its same form, there's nothing missing, and the only damage is something which is ein nika, it's not called damage, so therefore, give it back. The gazlan comes after chametz, he stole it before Pesach, after Pesach, he stole it before Pesach, he brings it back after Pesach, he says, here's your chametz back, here's your bottle of whiskey, I can't do anything, it doesn't matter, he's potter. However, Shor HaNisgal, says the Gemara, that's the reason why the Chachamim argue there is a separate din by Shor HaNisgal. Shor HaNisgal, the Chachamim have a special din that you have to do the bezdin, that you have to do the din of a Shor b'fnei Shor, and for whatever reason, by Shor HaNisgal, it's considered Hezek Nika according to the Chachamim, and according to Rabbi Yaakov, it's not considered Hezek Shein Nika. That's the way Tosfos explains the Sugya. So it comes out, Be'etzem, as long as Shor HaNisgal is Hezek Shein Nika, the same way as Chachamim, everyone agrees, you can give it back after Pesach. By chametz, and the Shor HaNisgal, you can give it back after Bezdin already made it asa ba'ana. So, the Magen Avraham brings out from here 2 points. Firstly, and this is what we see from Tosfos, that the Shema is able to give it back, is able to give back the Shor, so too by chametz, la'acha Pesach, even though it's asa ba'ana, the Shema will be able to give back the chametz and say, here's your chametz back. And with that, he's potter. So you see, he's not chayiv on hezek she'ein nika. He has the same din as a mazik. A mazik is not chayiv on hezek she'ein nika. You cannot be mechayiv the shoma on his pshia that he didn't sell it, if the result of that pshia, the result of that negligence, was just a hezek she'ein nika. It needs to be that there's a damage as a result of his negligence, which is you're able to be mechayev a regular mazik for. If you cannot mechayev a regular mazik on this damage which resulted from the shema's negligence, then you can't be mechayev a shema either.
But Shor HaNisgal, if the one judge is a Shor HaNisgal, he's got to be killed. Is this in his still? Is it his reshus? Or is it not in his anymore?
It's also Manon now.
No, it's not his, I mean the reshus. Bailus, is God still Bailus on him?
So whether he's got bilus, that's not so clear. Because Be'edsem has no shavius.
That's right.
Right?
No, the question is if it's
possible. But we see it's still considered, it's still considered that you can say Rishol Fanecha. You see in a few places that something which doesn't know, you can still say Rishol Fanecha on it. If it wasn't his completely, then there would be no dinar Rishol Fanecha. So you can't be moicha, you can't be makdish, you can't be, right? You can't do, you don't have any of the rishuyos your bailus gives you usually in an item. But to say that there's no bailus whatsoever, that's something else. So at this point, even though the shema is not chayv at this right now, because there's no hezek which happened right now. But the second point you see in the Gemara is that he has to say Harishal Cholofanecha. If he doesn't say Harishal Cholofanecha, then he's going to have to pay the same way as a gazlan. That means it's not enough to just say, right? I'm not chayiv at this point. You're mechuyiv in hachzoras hachayfut, and you need to say Harishal Cholofanecha. Here is your item back in front of you. If you don't give it back, then you're going to have to pay. You see, the Gemara says hachziru muksa. If you gave it back, It's muksa, it's returned. However, what happens if you didn't give it back? So nimtzah, he is chayv. So we come out. So Magen Avraham says, based upon this, if the shoma still has the chametz, he didn't burn the chametz, or the chametz, he says it wasn't lost, it wasn't nevad, then he still has the chametz, and even though it's asa ba'ana, the same way the gazlan can go back, so too the shoma can go back and give the bailam the chametz and say, here's your chametz back, and I've fulfilled my responsibility of a shema, and I'm potter. But if he doesn't have the chametz anymore, it's not be'en, then he's going to have to pay the bailam. That's what the Magen Avraham says, la halacha, on this case.
So he's going to be worse off if he burns it.
up. If he does the mitzvah of burning it, comes out, he's going to be worse off. Right? Right? Because he doesn't have the Torah anymore. So, I hear your question. Right? Let's see if we can crystallize that question. And maybe this is the same mahalo Rabbi Kiva Eger is going. Right? So Rabbi Kiva Eger asked the kasha on this whole sugya. And on the din of the Magen Avraham. He says like this. There's a big difference between a gazlan and a shayma. Because the reason a gazlan is mechuyev to pay for an item is that right when he steals it, at the beginning, there's a din that he's chayv at that point of the theft, either tashnumin, so he already has a chiyuv tashnumin on him, or to return the item. If he returns the item, he's part of on the tashnumin. But there's already two dinim on the gazlan at that point. Either pay for the item, or return the item. As long as it's asher gozal, the same way that he stole it, give it back. But if it's not the same way he stole it, you're already from that point mechuyev to pay. And there's a big nafka minah. Why? Because the gazlan's going to be mechuyev like the price of the time that he stole it. Meaning, if he stole an item, let's say he stole a bottle of whiskey and it went up from $100 to $200. He stole it at $100. And then, over the course of 2 months, eventually he decides, comes Yom Kippur, he wants to do tshuva, he comes to give back the bottle, and the bottle has now gone up to $200. He's on the way to give it back, it falls out of his hand, and it breaks. At this point, how much does he have to pay to the bailim? Does he have to pay 200? Right now, broke? Or does he have to pay 100? So the din is 100. Ken shagaza. Why? What? Right? Again, he's getting off lenient. Because he was already mechuyev from the time that he stole it in the tashlumin. And it's a chumra and a kula. The kula is he's only going to have to pay 100. The chumra is that no matter what happens, even if it's completely not his fault, let's say it's an onus gamur, no way his fault that it broke. So a shoyma sacha would be potter on this, on that it broke. But the gazlan, it's not that we're charging him for it breaking. That's not the reason we're charging him. We're charging him for the gzela. If it would be around, he could return it. He could pater his original chiyuv. He could say, I'm exempt from my chiyuv tashlumin. But what he's chayev on is the original gzela. That's why he always pays kishas gzela. However, a shoyma is different. A shoyma doesn't have a chiyuv from the time he accepts the shmir. He does no chiyuv tashlumin on him. He takes the item. I'm going to look after it for you. And at this point, he's chayev to look after it. If he's pesheya, he's negligent, or by shem usacha, he did gneva vaveda, he's going to have to pay for failing in the shmir. But when does he have a chiyuv tashlumin on the value of the item? That only happens at the time that he actually has the pshia or the gneva vaveda, whatever happened, that he failed in his garden. And the minute he fails in his shmira, at that point comes the chiyuv. Nafkimina, again, let's say it breaks 2 months later at the higher price of 200. If he's responsible for that breaking, he's going to have to pay 200, not 100. That's the difference between a shoyma and a gazlan. The Mela says, Reb Kiva Eger, Bishleima, a gazlan, I understand. He comes to give the chametz back. As long as the chametz is in the same way it was, then we say, Harisha Chalof Alecha. However, if the chametz is not here anymore, and we don't care if it's Asabana or not, it's the same chametz. If the chametz is not here anymore, then it's chayav from the original time of the gzela. However, shoyma, there is no din tashlumin on him. So, if you tell me that at the time of the when he failed to sell it right before Pesach, on that he's not chayav. Tzedek shein enika, he's not chayav. So there was no chiyuv at that point. He didn't owe money to the bailim at that point. So then, what does it make a difference if later the chometz gets burnt or whatever happens to it? Even if he was pesheya and he burnt it himself, at that point the chametz was asabana or was valueless. So during Pesach, when he came and burnt it, can you be mechayev him for burning it? Anyone who comes and burns the chametz would be potter. This chametz is no value. So anyone would be potter. The shoyma himself is also should be potter. And if you're going to tell me that you're mechayev him for before Pesach, for not selling it, for that, for the fact that he failed to sell it, well, that was Hezek Shein Nicha. You weren't machayev him for that. Right? That's the din. If you would be machayev him for not selling at that point, then he would be chayev even if he has the chametz be'en. He would be chayev at that moment on the Mashiach. So mimonashach. Before Pesach, we're not being machayev him, it's Hezek Shein Nicha, and that's why he can say Rishachon Panecha. But after Pesach, there's nothing to be machayev him anymore, because the chametz has, during Pesach, there's no value to the chametz anymore, so why should we machayev him, even if he broke it himself, or if it somehow got destroyed? The kash is clear?
It's trying to wonder, in whose ownership was his chametz over Pesach? The original ownership, yeah. or the thief?
No, so
had ownership over this.
In the case of the gazlan,
yeah.
Right, even though it belongs to the owner,
yes.
Right, it becomes... It does go into the rishus of the gunner that he should be responsible in all cases.
So who has responsibility of selling it?
Oh, the gazlan. One second. Always the gazlan, if he doesn't give it back to the owner, he's the one who's going to have to sell it. Now,
even though it doesn't belong to him.
This would be the same din as the shema, right? The shema sells it even though it doesn't belong to him. It doesn't belong to the shema either. And he's able to do that because it's a complete zechus for the Bailim. The Bailim have no... Usually you can't do something for someone else, right, if he has any downside. So even if someone would come, let's say, for example, and say... someone comes to me and says, he sees your car, he wants to buy your car for double the value. Can I sell your car for you?
Why should the Shema have to sell the Chometz? It's not his Chometz.
To save the Bailim from the Issa.
The Bailim should do it himself,
sure. He should, but he doesn't know if he did.
How can you sell somebody else's chometz?
Okay, so in this case, even though by the car, I wouldn't be able to sell your car, even though you'd be very happy, right? But I don't have your rishus.
Okay.
But that's only because there is a downside to selling the car. You're losing the car. Here, there's no downside whatsoever to selling the chometz before Pesach.
Sure.
Okay, so this is a Gemara. This is a Gemara also in Bar Metzia, Namafkid. There's another case where Shema sells something for the Bailim, where it's clear that he's going to lose the entire item. It is a chiddush, but we see that in the Gemara.
Sorry, but if he burnt it on Erev Pesach?
No, after it becomes Shas Issa.
No,
right?
Before Shas Issa.
Right, so that's it. But it's true, but in Shulchan Aruch Mavor that he should sell it, or he says, Ad Shas Issa, and once the Shas Issa comes, then he's going to burn it. Now it's true that if he burns it right the moment before, yeah. Then we've avoided the Bavada, he should be chayev, right? Because then it's not Osavah Anoya. It's not Osavah Anoya, but you see that he's chayev even after it becomes Osavah Anoya. Even if he doesn't burn it, till the moment that it becomes Osavah Anoya, and then he burns it, he would also be chayev. If he forgot to sell it, and it came the sixth hour, it became Osavah Anoya already, and then he burns it.
Yes, we said he's not chayev.
So he's not chayev if the chametz is around. Right? It's not chayev if the chametz is around. He can give the chametz back.
You said if he burnt it, then he's not chayev either, because it was worth nothing at the time when he burnt it.
That's the question, right? The Magen Avraham said, from the Gemara that we see he has to return it. If he doesn't return it, then you see he has to pay. So there is a chiyuv to pay, but as long as you return the item, then you don't have to pay. So, but the Kivega asks, since... Before, when I sold it, you weren't mechayev me, because at that point, it was just Issa Hanoz, Hezek Shein Nicha, Mazik doesn't pay, so too we're saying, Shema also doesn't pay, but he has to return it. Why does he have to return it at that point? Even if he burns the chametz at that point, you'd be burning something which has no value. You weren't mechayev me before, and you can't be mechayev me now. You weren't mechayev me before, because before it was Hezek Shein Nicha, and now, it's something which has got no value. So you should also not be mechayev. So you should get off the... Kasha is that you should be part of completely.
What I'm asking is, if he decides to burn it with his chometz on Erev Pesach...
On Erev Pesach, then...
Instead of selling it, he burnt it. He doesn't want mechayev's chometz. He doesn't want to sell.
Right, so bevadeh will be chayev.
He'll be chayev.
Bevadeh will be chayev. There will be no question.
Okay.
Okay, so this is the Kasha Rebbe Kiv Ega. How could it be that... that by a Shema we would have this paradox that he needs to sell it. If he doesn't sell it, he can still give it back. He won't be chayev unless he doesn't give it back. And then if he gets burnt and doesn't give it back, then he's going to be chayev.
When is he giving it back?
After Pesach. After Pesach. The owner comes back.
Have he sold it?
Oh yeah, if he sold it, there's no issue. He sells it to a goy, he can buy it back from the goy, or he gives the owner the money. Either one. The owner will be happy either way, right? He sold it, he gives the owner the money. He says, why are you giving me money? If I would have left you the bottle, then the bottle would be asaba or not. There's no tainus on that. Okay. That's the kash of Rebbe Kiveika. So, there's more than one mahalach to answer this question. We're going to stick with one mahalach. And in the Magen Avraham, the Magen Avraham doesn't specify how this comet got lost. He just says im nevat. What one says, it says here. As long as it's be'en, then you can say Oshel Cholofanecha. But once it's not be'en, then you're going to have to pay. So he doesn't say how it's not be'en. What happened? So it seems like in all cases. So Rabbi Achbeir says like this. In the Birkei Shmuel, he brings down Rav Simcha Zelig Zatzal, that he explained this. He explained this din of Shema in this way. We would think originally that a Shema who was Peshea, who didn't sell the Chametz and Memela became Hezek Shein Nikah, since we don't charge him for the Hezek Shein Nikah, we only charge him on something which is Hezek. So therefore, he didn't do anything. He's exactly the same as a Mazik. A Mazik who went and made something Hezek Shein Nikah, Al Pi Dine Adam, he didn't do any Hezek. There's no Hezek here whatsoever. No. In this case, by Shema, even though he doesn't have to pay, he doesn't have a chiyuv to pay, but you cannot say he did nothing. There's bevadai of shia. There is a negligence here. He did something wrong. It's just we're not going to be able to be machayev him on this shia. So what's the making of kimina? If you have a shia and nothing to be machayev him on, there's no hezek to be machayev him on, then what does it make a difference? He was negligent. He failed in the shmira. But you only make him pay for a failure in the Shmira, which results in a Hezek, which you can be Machayev in by regular Mazik. So what's it make enough Kemina that he was Peshea? Because later on, if he comes during Pesach and he goes and burns the Chametz, or he does any other failure to guard the Chametz, at any point, which he would have been Chayev on if it wasn't Pesach, if the Chametz wasn't Asubana. So now there's another pshia. He went and burned the chametz. We see in the Gemara Bar Metzia that we judge this pshia not as separate events. Rather, this is one long pshia. This is the end. This is the result of the original pshia. When a person is pshia, and then later another pshia happens, which results in a hezek nikah, this will be considered one long pshia. And now we will look at the first pshia and say, this was the beginning of your negligence. The end of the negligence was on Pesach when you burnt it. Or when you did anything else not to look after it properly and it got lost. And you were hired for that. And at that point, there was a Hezek Nikah. And we will charge you now for the original negligence before Pesach. At the time of the value before Pesach where it did have value. Where it wasn't Asubah Anah yet. On the Hezek Nikah which happened at the end. So if there was no Pshia whatsoever, a Shema who, if we understood that a Shema who let Hezek Shein and Nikah happen to a Chayv, didn't do anything wrong whatsoever, there's nothing to Mechayv you. But now that we say that he was Peshia, however, you're not Mechayv him only on Hezek Nikah. Hezek Shein and Nikah, you're not Mechayv him. So Nimtza, as long as there is no Hezek Nikah to the item, meaning it's still around, you can go and give back the item, and you didn't get charged for the Pshia. But as soon as there is a Hezek Nikah, and you cause the Hezek Nikah by burning it, Memela, we see this as one long Pshia, one long negligence, and when we chayv you at the time of the beginning of the negligence, on the Hezek Nikah which happened at the end, and we'll be chayv you the full price like the beginning of the Pshia. That's how Rabbi Achbeir explains the sugya. Memela, it comes out that he wouldn't be chayv on an oinus. Let's say he really got lost, and he wouldn't have been chayav on this. The way he got lost was a complete oinus. He wouldn't be chayav on it. He doesn't have to say harisha chalofanecha. He doesn't have to give it back. He just said, I'm sorry, the chometz became osur b'hanah, and then something happened, complete oimus, got lost, I'm not chayv for it. The only case he's chayv is when there is a shia also in the second stage, the stage of losing the chometz, the stage of burning the chometz, then we look at it as one long shia and he's chayv for the beginning, when it's still, where the chometz still had value. That's the way Reb Baruch Meir explains the sugya. And therefore, he wouldn't be chayv on oimus. Now, there's the Truma Sakri and Rabbi Chanan who argue and say, even Bo'onis, and they have another pshat, even Bo'onis will be chayav. Now, just to go back to the to finish quickly, just to go back to Rabbi Kiva Eger. Rabbi Kiva Eger, who had this time, he leaves it with Tzorachion. He has a time on the Sugya, he has a Tzorachion on the Mother of Rama and the Gemara, he doesn't answer it. However, he does say that L'shitosoi, you should be chayiv on the shemesh should be chayiv even if the hezek is ba'en. Even if the chametz is ba'en. Even if the chametz is still here, on Pesach, you're still going to be chayiv. Why? Because every hezek shein and nikah, even though mazik's not chayiv, that's only, we see in the Gemara, that's only a mazik b'shoigim. A mazik b'mezid, the chachamim came and said that they made a knas. Every person who's mazik, and a hezek shein and nikah b'mezid, you're going to have to pay. Why? Otherwise, people will go around, they'll be matame other person's truma, they'll do hezek shein and nikah, and walk up and say, I'm potter. You want to get back at someone? Easiest way is, make it hezek shein and nikah, and therefore, you're potter mitashlumi. So the chacham gave you a knas. You're going to have to pay when you do b'mezid. Now, from the Magen Avraham, we see that a shomer who's pesheya doesn't have this knas, even though he was negligent in the shmirah. But he's not considered a mazik in this way. They should be chayiv the knas, because the Magen Avraham is bringing out that the mazik is not chayiv on a case of chametz shaaval of a pesach, even though he's pesheya by not selling it. He's not chayiv. That means that he doesn't have this knas. Zot Reb Kiva Eger, a shomer should have this knas. He brings a riot from the Lashon of Rashi in the Gemara. A shomer should have this knas. Whenever a shomer is pesheya, he'll be nechshav the same as a mazik. If he's pesheya and through his pshia a hezek happens, he's going to chayev the same way that a mazik is chayev. Memela, I shara niskal. So shara niskal is a different case. A shara niskal will never be a din of shelo yelek kol adam, because we want you to give the shara to Bezdin. We want anyone to be able to go and give the shara to Bezdin. Want the shara to be given, to be taken and have a din misa, right? So therefore, in the Gemara, by the case of Shoima, by Shara Niskal, there's no knas. However, everywhere else, by a Shoima, by Chometz, there will be a knas. And therefore, Reb Kiva Eger says, he's choyuk on the Magen Avraham l'alocha, and he holds, as knas, the Shoima will be mechuyuv to pay right away. Whether he has the Chometz ban or not, he's going to have to pay. However, according to the Magen Avraham, he won't have to pay for the Chometz unless he actually goes and burns the Chometz, and it comes out that yes, he's worse off if he burnt it. Yeah. Yeah.